should grow up, suck it up, stop pondering the meaning of life, and start making grocery lists. That was back when I thought my teenage years were dragging and my 20s would surely last forever. And then I reached my 20s. And the early 20s did seem to last forever. When I heard acquaintances a few years older lament the end of their youth, I felt smug, not yet in the danger zone myself. I had plenty of time. Until about age 27, when the days of being carded were long gone, and I began to marvel at the sudden acceleration of years, reminding myself of my mother's annual monologue as she pulled out our Christmas decorations, and the accompanying lines and stray gray hairs. At 29, the real dread set in, and I realized that in a lot of ways, I might as well be 30, but not quite, because I could still say that I was in my 20s. I still had something in common with college seniors. I realize 30 is just a number, that you're only as old as you feel and all of that. I also realize that in the grand scheme of things, 30 is still young, but it's not that young. It is past the most ripe prime childbearing years, for example. It is too old to, say, start training for an Olympic medal. Even in the best die of old age scenario, you are still about one-third of the way to the finish line. So I can't help feeling uneasy as I perch on an over